Or he is creating every single moment, and he is participating, and he is active. I don't think about a God who is in vacation. He's active. If he's doing something, why shouldn't I? I'm imitating him because I want to look alive, right? Lover and beloved should look alive. And he's working constantly. Why shouldn't I? And why is he working? That's a good question. Why is he doing it? For the joy of doing it. You cannot say he needs something. Why he creates everything? He said because he's playing a bagman and enjoying it. Life goes with the joy. The joy of a maker and your joy of you participating in it. Knowing that everything is made for you to be the joyful one. Yes?
In this way be thou ever scraping and scratching until thy last breath.
Oh, repeat that for this reason.
For this reason, said the merciful, O son, every day he is in an affair, O son.
That's... Rumi even didn't translate it to Persian. It's Arabic. كُلَّ يَوْمًا هُوَ فِي شَعْرٍ means every day has his own special place somehow. Because شَعْر means the value, the importance and thing. I said, everything is important. Every moment is important. It's not that the only important moment is when you have your picture taken at the top of, let's say, Himalaya. It's not that. Every single moment is. This is the path that to us, every single moment is paradise. Yes?
In this way, be thou ever scraping and scratching until thy last breath. Do not be unoccupied for a moment, so that thy last breath may be a last breath in which the favor is thy bosom friend. Whatsoever the soul which is in man and woman strives to do, the ear and eye of the soul's king are at the window.
Somehow you volunteer. It's your turn today. What is that all about? I know you were not listening carefully. Last part, what was it? He said something in this text that if you could isolate it, and let it sink in you forever. And he said it in the very, very last word of this paragraph. And it was bizarre. Whatever they strive, whether man or woman, the ear and the eye of the soul king are at the window. What does that mean?
It's like the soul is looking out, and the self is looking in, and they're not moving.
Go back a little bit. Go back from the beginning of today. I opened today's session with some explanation. I talked about the book, and blah, 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 blah. I arrived at the one point that I started and said, this is what he is talking about. And that was that he created this game to really enjoy it. And when I talk about joy, if you're thinking about sorrow and happiness, you're lost. Sorrow and happiness are not the only one. There is a third solution. And he talked about the third solution, right? Now at the end of it, he should say, okay, this is a path, and our suggestion is to walk this path. Because of this, because of that, because of that, but mainly because he likes it that way. And he's doing something. Why shouldn't we? This was the conclusion of whatever he explained, right? Then he said, do something. An order from Master came, which was what? In this path, scratch and search and don't have a rest, because there is no time for the rest. The last breath is this one you have. No guarantee for the next one. Do it. Right? Then he said something, which is this. You explain it to me, what it means. Whatever. He said, yes, the last breath is the last breath, and if you're going to get lucky, you will get lucky in this one. Because this is your last breath anyhow. Then, whatever they strive, whether man or woman, the ear and the eye of the soul king are at the window, means what?
He's watching.
This is God experiencing life through you.
More than that. Do you remember he said there is no difference between lover and beloved? Do you remember he said whatever you do, you should do something, but we don't count on that. We count the other part. If you are thirsty, you're looking for the water. Oh, I hope water will get you. Because I know water can do it better, right? At the end, I say, look at you. No matter what you do, either with your brain or with your heart, if you are the intelligence one, or the other one, I'm talking about you being two parts, right? Is it? Don't forget that whatever you do, either this or that, you're doing it because he's listening. Means the attraction is here. That's why you do something. You move because he's watching you and wants you to move. This is the thing that when it sinks, it doesn't sink really. Oh, let me tell you, your intelligence will say, this meaning they want to do the other stuff that the church they're doing. They will say, God is looking at me. And he's asking me, who am I? What's the relationship? And this love they're talking about, I don't know. You see, this goes to think and do and do. And you say, you know why this is doing it? Because he's listening. This is doing it. Or your heart is doing it. We say, the magnet is pulling you. Do not forget that. You merchant fellow. Because you merchant fellow, you count on whatever you can do and whatever you have handy. It's not like that. You should dare to do something that you don't think of. Could you?
Next week?
Yeah. That's what you should do. That's what should you dare. Because now he will say, let's go back. Our merchant fears to throw out this parrot. So what? Merchant does it because he doesn't realize the value of the parrot. And he thinks the parrot is dead, so it's useless. But he's doing it, right? Let's see what will happen.
How the merchant cast the parrot out of the cage. And how the dead parrot flew away. After that, he cast her out of the cage. The little parrot flew to a lofty bough. The dead parrot made such a flight as when the orient sun rushed onward.
Means? You see? First of all, he talked about that stuff. The merchant will throw out the parrot. He didn't moan about it, and he doesn't explain it too much. But he came to the parrot. Parrot flew in a way